Welcome to Music Spotlight for Radio Free Phoenix. I'm Michael Thomas Jr. On this edition of Music Spotlight, we spoke with the ever-multi-talented singer-songwriter Beth Rowley. The Bristol United Kingdom-based musician has deeply ingrained herself in the music scene, expressing sultry styles of blues, jazz, and gospel-inspired music that has gone all over from television programs, soundtracks, and great albums to boot. And we had the chance to chat with Miss Rowley about some great exciting news on her latest single, Forest Fire, in which we talked about the song's inspiration, collaboration, and the exciting tracks lead up to her first full-featured album in a decade, debuting this summer. So I just wanted to, discuss, you had a pretty exciting past couple of days. You just released Forest Fire, your latest single. Tell me a little bit about the whole process, the creative process behind that. I know that you co-wrote that with Ron Sexsmith.
Yeah, that's right. I wrote Forest Fire probably maybe 4 or 5 years ago. When I went and worked with Ron Sexsmith, I stayed with him in Canada, and we wrote that song together with a couple of others. So it's been around for quite a while, but I decided that I wanted to include it on this new album because I'd never actually released it, even though I've been singing it for many years now. It's still a song that I love singing and performing, so I decided that that we'd get a version out there actually recorded. So it's been very exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and what's interesting too is there's also a lot of collaboration with the music video that you put together with it was produced by Grant Page, right, and the dancers. Tell us a little bit about that, because there's a lot of like interpretation type dancing and sort of the meaning. What was the inspiration for the song? Does it have ties to the dancing and how that all came together? Mm.
Yeah, it does. So I had quite a clear idea just with the lyrics when I wrote them with Ron quite a few years ago. We were sat in his living room in Toronto, where he was living at the time, and I said I wanted to write a song just about this whole electricity. There's a phase, the kind of stage where you meet somebody and you have this electricity, and it's, it just feels like you have no control because it's like this draw and this pull whenever you're together, and it feels like you have no choice in that whole process. And so I wanted to try and get that kind of subject into a song. And he said, yeah, okay, cool, let's try and figure out how we can do that. And I had the poem written down already, a rough poem just about what it's like. I'd seen these two cables, like these electric cables, when they get chopped in half and the two wires are still charged and they're kind of dancing around each other, and I thought it was an image that was really strong, and I loved the idea of like the sparking off. But then second to that as well, there was another part of the song I really wanted to get in it, which was the idea that we have voices, and despite whatever feelings we might have, we do actually have control and authority over our feelings and our emotions, even though it feels like we don't sometimes. So I really wanted to try and get a very simple, I wanted the song to finish with that. Despite this kind of surge of like a tidal wave of energy that you just caught up in, when everything's said and done, you do actually have control over those emotions, even though it seems like you completely don't. So I guess when it came time to do the music video, that was the main, those two things I really wanted to try and get in to the video. So we had the spark, which Graham came up with. He did this stop animation with a candle where he went into his garden and just gradually moved the candle around, did lots of stop frame photography, because he's an amazing photographer.
Yeah.
And filmmaker as well. So he had this new idea, which apparently he's come up with that himself. He hasn't seen anybody else doing that, so he was very excited to be able to use that in this video because he hadn't used it before and he'd been waiting to. So that kind of covers the whole electricity, and then with the dancers, We just left the choreography up to them, just to kind of capture that whole tension and the energy, and but also a little bit of the fear and the apprehension as well. I kind of just gave them a load of words and said, "Here are the words. This is what the kind of this is the kind of perception and the feel that we want the music video to have, and then you can come up with it yourself." So they came up with the choreography. And I said it was very important that there wasn't any major physical contact at all. So I didn't want it to look like they were giving in to some sort of desire, more so that they were exploring the feelings of that beginning little phase, you know, where you're just kind of thinking, oh, this is exciting. But also, if you've had bad experiences with that before, you can be fearful and nervous of it. So, I mean, it was really great. I knew both the dancers from when I was quite young, so I immediately just thought to myself, I'd like to get them involved in the music video. And then they both said they were free, and it went from there.
Wow, what a beautiful creative process. Now, is this going to be sort of setting the mood? Or are you going to not have a concept album per se? Is it going to be individual pieces that, you know, you kind of had your own inspiration through, you know, songwriting and collaborating?
Yeah, it definitely has each song is individually, I wrote with different people. So even though I would go into each different songwriting session knowing what I knew the parameter of the sort of songs I want to write about, which helped a lot, because there was only I went and did some songwriting in Nashville. I lived there for 3 months a couple of years ago, just specifically to gather more songs. And I knew a couple of people out there already, so I hung out with them, and then I got introduced to more songwriters. And it was tricky at first because people go in with their own agendas. But the best writing sessions I did were when you just got on with people straight away as people, and then they would say, what kind of thing do you, you know, what are you interested in? What's, you know, tell me about you. And the more you find out about each other, the more the parameters of my songwriting subjects would just come out naturally in conversation. So any of the songs that are on the album that I co-wrote with people have come from that place pretty much, where, I've been in situations before where you start to write a song and you don't know the person, they're a complete stranger, and you walk in and you know pretty quick that they're not, I mean, I'm sure they're lovely people, but, you know, creatively you're not on the same page.
Yeah,
so
sure.
You kind of have to be polite and you try something and you maybe spend the day hanging out and writing some songs, but maybe you know quite soon that it's not really worthwhile really, but it's nice to go along with it anyway, because you know, even in that situation you can be surprised, so it's good to see it through, but sometimes I know quite a lot of the time I know quite quickly. if you're going to be on the same page as somebody, but I was lucky. I met up with some really awesome songwriters. Mary Bragg, who was one of the main people I worked with over there, I wrote a song called Shut It Down, which is on the album, and then there's another one called Time Heals. And that was one that we wrote together, and I'd written it on my own pretty much, and we just needed to hone some of the lyrics so that was really, she was great, she was one of my favorite ones to work with in Nashville.
Incredible. Now what is going to be, are you able to tell us a little bit about, are you going to be releasing more singles prior to that, or is it just going to kind of
so the plan at the moment, we've got Forest Fire out, which was really exciting. We've planned, we have one more single, which is going to be out, and then the album as well, which is going to be out June time. So we've got quite a few other bits and bobs coming out and happening in between that time as well. So we're going to just be feeding it out gradually, you know.
Awesome.
It's been such a long time coming. It's been a long labor of love. So I don't want to string it out any longer than what I have to, but at the same time, all the people involved, we've got a fantastic team involved now who are just saying, just give us more time, we need time to do our jobs properly. So I'm holding off, basically. If I had my way, I'd just put extra away,
absolutely,
nobody would know about it, so
well,
just let them.
Yeah, and it had to be quite exciting. You were featured as the single of the week on Spotify, and you also been doing music for the BBC, correct? Some of the programs on there?
Yeah, that's right. Though, so that one, that's a series called. Let me just think a second. It was a J.K. Rowling
Right.
series called Strike. And she writes under a pseudonym. I'm just trying to think what his name is. What's his first name? Robert Galbraith. That's right. So she basically, obviously, which is hugely successful, and she wanted to launch this new series, this new book that she'd written for a while, and have it into a TV show, but under a different name because obviously she's, so well known. And yeah, I got put forward. It was a funny one because I got put forward just to be, a session vocalist on the track, and it was fine. I mean, they didn't want. They could have obviously gone and got lots of other singers who are super well known, but they said no, it's fine. We just, we'd really just like, just it's the voice that we're really going for. So we'd really, I was quite surprised. I thought, well, I haven't been doing much for a while. And they said no, we really want some, your vocal in particular. I said, oh, great, that's amazing. So yeah, that was a real surprise. It was lovely, and I wasn't expecting. There's been such a huge response to it.
It's beautiful, yeah, absolutely. Well, you've done
Yeah, that's like,
soundtrack work. I mean, you obviously were in education, and you've done
yeah, that's
other
right,
stuff.
yeah.
So,
Yeah.
you don't think they remembered that? I mean, that's pretty some
I'm
great
sure
work
they did.
there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm sure they did. There's been a few things
Been quite a
which have
few,
been in really amazing things. But it was, I always just think things happened so long ago, people must have forgotten.
Never,
I'm sure
never. Not when the work
we've
is
been
great.
Google.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And so the name of the really quick. So, tell everyone a little bit how they can, get in touch with your music, and then, so the album is going to be. You don't have an exact date though, right? For June, it's.
We don't have an exact date yet.
Okay.
I mean, we know it's going to be June. It's in June. It's towards the end of June. And that's basically just so that the promo can be done, and they can really get their teeth stuck in to as many people as possible. But our deadline is June.
Awesome.
And I've been asked not to be too
Sure, of
specific,
course not,
but
yeah.
I've said it has to be June just because obviously that it's moved so many times. And so I said, as long as I can go to bed at night knowing it's going to be June. But then they've said, can you just try not to be too specific when in June? Just because things have to move just the odd day.
Certainly.
It's easier just to be a bit vague at this stage, and excited. It
Well,
is
we're
going to be June.
excited. It's going to be called Godafrida. Am
Yeah,
I
that's
saying that
right.
right? Okay.
Gotafria,
Got it. Okay.
which is spelled Gotafria with a little dash above the A. It's a Spanish name.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's if you go into if you type into Google and then look at the Wikipedia, a little bit of explanation on it. I hadn't actually read that when I decided to call the album Gotafria because my dad had explained it to me already, but the description is really beautiful. I read it and thought, oh, that's perfect. There's quite a bit of science technical kind of wording in there, but there's quite a few little phrases and words in there which are so perfect for the album, and kind of really great pictures of how I felt over the years. And I'll let you read it. I'll let you read it, and you can maybe pick up
Yeah,
a couple of
it'll
bits
be
if you want
interesting.
to. But yeah.
Well, I definitely look forward to seeing how everything evolves over the coming months. But then really quick, so how you can get a hold of the song, right? So you can stream it on Spotify, right? And
Oh yeah. So it's available on Spotify, and there's a YouTube link as well, and there's also a link on YouTube, to where the different places where you can buy it as well. But also on my Facebook page, or Instagram, there's a couple of links on there which go directly to. There's a great little holding page which basically has the music video and then all the different places where you can stream it and download it, which is a short little live URL link, which is really handy. But yeah, there's quite a few links around on all my social media things. But yeah, it's all going so well. I'm so pleased.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we can talk in a couple months when your newest album comes out in June,
Yeah.
and Absolutely. Understanding
yeah,
more.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. And yeah, thank you for being patient and so supportive.
My pleasure.
I really enjoy talking about it, and I can't wait. I've been doing a bunch of interviews, and it's just so fantastic to be finally getting it out there after all this time. So I appreciate your support.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's very exciting. Well, best to you, Beth, and we'll talk to you shortly.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day.
You too, bye-bye. Thanks for listening to this edition of Music Spotlight. I'm your host, Michael Thomas Jr. To learn more about Beth Rowley and all her musical whereabouts, make sure you visit her website, BethRowley.com, and visit her YouTube page, Instagram, Facebook, and where all music is streamed, such as Apple Music and Spotify. For Music Spotlight, I'm Michael Thomas Jr. Now we leave you with Beth Rowley's latest single, Forest Fire, right here on RadioFreePhoenix.com.
Sparks seem to fly.